An otter and beaver skin sewing class came to Petersburg last weekend. As KFSK's Hannah Weaver reports, it focused on keeping the Alaska Native tradition alive for adult students.
Flute sounds waft into the hallway of the Petersburg Indian Association building. Inside the arts and culture room, five people are deep in focus, sewing sea otter and beaver skins.
I walk in, it's like meditation.
I had to explain it to the class. I am not going to be playing rap or AC/DC. It comes out in your work. I just try to set a calming atmosphere.
That's the instructor, Anutain Deborah Head, visiting from Craig on Prince of Wales Island. She's been leading these skin sewing classes with the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute around Southeast Alaska for a long, long time, she says. Students are sacrificing a sunny weekend to take part in this three-day class, but it's not meant to be a quick process. Head says that's what makes it special. She shows one student how to attach a circular piece of otter pelt to a rectangular piece to make a trapper's hat.
And pick up your edge, your front edge first. Which is, you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Yep.
Okay, don't jab yourself.
The practice is familiar for some students, like Scott Horshover. It's his fourth time coming to a skin sewing class. Right now, he's sewing together the seams of an otter trapper hat.
And everyone's been a little bit different, has different techniques, different, you know, insights and, you know, ways of approaching challenges. And so it's been a joy to learn from, you know, different people as well.
Sea otters are federally protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. This October, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service clarified that anyone who is either at least a quarter Alaska Native or an enrolled member of a coastal Alaskan tribe can harvest sea otters. The sea otter populations in Southeast Alaska have increased in recent years, and now some are calling for population control measures.
People, they say, oh, you know, Scott, you're part Native, why don't you go hunt some some otters to, you know, take a little stress off of the crustaceans like crabs, you know, that seem to be diminishing, so as the otter population is exploding, so.
So have you gone out and hunted them before?
Not yet.
Is that a saying you want to do it in the future?
I do. My wife doesn't want me to, but I do.
Why doesn't she want you to?
They're so cute.
The otter pelts for this class were all harvested by Head. Harvesting and creating clothing with animal skins is part of a traditional way of life for many Alaska Natives. For Head's grandmother, it was a means of income, too.
I remember looking over at her table, and she would be chewing on the fronts of the moccasins that she had tanned herself. They were outside on her porch, and the hides weren't falling off. And she was making them soft and supple so she could sew with them. And I don't even know if she had a three-bladed needle then.
Head used to be an elementary school teacher. After she retired, she shifted to teaching these classes for adults. She says it's an important demographic because many missed out on Native cultural education.
I know that there is a need in our community for adult classes. There's a need and a desire from the people. And I see the value of these types of classes, what they bring to communities, what they bring to personal lives. In the early 60s, things weren't taught. Things were still shoved into closets for many different reasons.
Boarding schools suppressed and even punished Alaska Natives throughout the 20th century for using their indigenous languages and culture. Head says she hopes the community will continue teaching and learning skin sewing from each other, even once she's gone. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Weaver.